কোটিকন্ঠ কৃষ্ণ কীর্তনার্য দ্বন্দ্ব ধারণ নাশিবেশ হাহুতাস সর্বদেশ হাহুতাস কাতরং প্রেম ধাম দেবমেব নমি গৌরসুন্দরম। রিসেন্টলি দ্যাট কাটোয়া and 400 years back when Mahaprabhu took his sannyas, beautiful, tall figure, young, 24, and the curling beautiful hair, the barber approaching to shave, but coming back, how I can remove such beautiful hair from such a beautiful face. I began to cry. And so many crying aloud. What a horrible thing is being done here. Some says, who is the creator who created this sannyas? Who is he? So hard. Created sannyas ashram. Give up all his nears and dears and go taking a begging occupation from door to door. Leaving his own and they are crying for helplessly. What is the creation of the Supreme? Is it logical or hearty? Very cruel creation. Mahaprabhu is smiling, he himself is smiling. Anyhow, the barber was forced to shave the head in the midst of weeping, wailing, crying of the mob, threatening, a person threatening in the midst of it is done. And the inevitable gradually came out, the sannyas function finished. Chandrasekhar Acharya, the maternal uncle, he was deputed to take function in the rituals, in the ceremony of sannyas. And he did so. Mahaprabhu, he himself, he had no senses, always in normal position, in ecstasy, joy, dancing. The shaving, half shaving, he came out and began to dance and get down, chant in this way. Then anyhow, it was finished. Sannyas was finished. Mahaprabhu asked, when the mantram will be conferred, Mahaprabhu asked his sannyas guru, is this the mantra I got in dream? You please check it. Yes, this is the mantra. Then that mantra was given to him 3 years ago. And the name of the sannyasi, not in ordinary way, but came through Keshav Bharati in a peculiar name. Krishna Chaitanya, neither Bharati, nor Puri, nor Giri, all these things. Krishna Chaitanya, that name came. And that, as soon as that name came out, the mob began to cry with the name, Jai Krishna Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu ki jai, in this way. Then Sri Chaitanya Dev in a new dress, red rag, robe. He embraced his guru Bharati, and both of them began to dance, chanting the name of Krishna. After some time, the meaning of the name was given out, that you have aroused consciousness, Krishna consciousness in the whole world. You have come down to make the whole people Krishna conscious. So your name, suitable name, cannot but be Krishna Chaitanya. Then after the function is done, Mahaprabhu in trance began to chant the one slok poem of Srimad Bhagavatam of Tidandi Bhikshu. Pitaṁ samasthāya parātmanishtha mupāsitāṁ pūrvatamaid mahadivī aham tarishyāmi durantapāraṁ tamo mukundāṅgri nishivayiva. In 11th canto of Bhagavat, Krishna is himself giving description of a Tidandi Bhikshu, a Brahmin, how in the last stage he took Tidanda Sannyas, and how he had to tolerate the torture of the society in different forms. There is in the last slok one, Kitaṁ samasthāya parātmanishthāṁ upāsitāṁ pūrvatamaid mahadivī. The previous great sages, they have accepted, they have shown the path of sannyāsa. That very form of life I have got, I have accepted, I have got now. Now, what to do? Leaving everything back, I shall run towards Vrindavan, and there, taking the name of Mukunda, as a Krishna, I shall cross over the ocean of misayans, of illusion, misconception, the open ocean I cross out. Kitaṁ samasthāya parātmanishthāṁ upāsitāṁ pūrvatamaid mahadivī aham tarishyāmi durantapāraṁ tamo mukundāṅgri nishivayiva. The ocean of ignorance, the science, that is misconception, I shall cross over. Mukunda sevana, by our, my tendency to serve Mukunda, who is on the other side. Crossing over this maya, I shall reach Vrindavan and I shall engage myself in the service of Mukunda. With this slok, Mahaprabhu suddenly started towards Vrindavan from Katwa and entered into the adjacent forest, therein on the banks of the Ajay Bihar, entered. Rukaya sadhu ehi bhikkhu kavachan mukunda sevanavarta kailanet dharan paratma nishthamatra vesha dharan mukunda sevai hai sansar taran sei vesha kailanet ebe vrindavana diya krishna nishivana kori nibhite vishya. Now my duty is to reach Vrindavan as soon as possible, and there in some solitary place I shall take my seat and go on chanting and singing the name of Krishna. With this, Mahaprabhu ran towards Vrindavan and entered into jungle before evening. And Nityananda Prabhu, Chandrasekhar Acharya, Mukunda Datta Jagadananda, these four, they pursued him. Followed. Sometimes he is running, sometimes suddenly he falls on the ground and began to cry, Krishna, Krishna. Again, getting up suddenly, again began to laugh. Sometimes west side, sometimes north, north, sometimes south, in this way, running, running. Sometimes so swiftly he is running away, they cannot trace him, especially in the night. Then they are all disappointed. Prabhu, our Lord, must have left us. They can't find him out. Suddenly they heard from far off, from a place, in a very wailing tone, he is crying, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Then they ran that side and saw that just on the field he is lying and crying, Krishna, Krishna. So anyhow, after some nursing, again they began to start towards western Vrindavan side. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu is always willing, taking the advantage of his trance. He is wandering in trance. So taking the advantage of his trance, Nityananda Prabhu anyhow, coaxingly, turned his face towards this Vrindavan, this side, in this way. From Katwa, after going along to the western side, Bhakreshwar, Bhakreshwar, it is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat. But at Vishrampala, on the other side of Ajay, he went. Mention is there. They are observing that place as the seat of Sri Chaitanya. Then they say, Chaitanya Vela, there is a place nearby. This is your Chaitanya. He turned his face from this side towards west, east. Anyhow, they are, from the evening, the remaining day and night, and then also another day and night. Then on the third day in the evening he came back to by this side to Kalna to Shantipur. Nityananda Prabhu managed anyhow to take him towards Shantipur. So today began that sannyas. ভূমিতে পবিত্র করিল সব দিক বিদিক জ্ঞান নাই রাত্রি দিবসে ভূমিতে পবিত্র করিল সব রাহার দেশে ইন সাচ এ ট্রান্স হি ইজ মুভিং দ্যাট নো ট্রেস অফ এনি ডিরেকশন সামটাইম দিস ডিরেকশন দিস ডিরেকশন অ্যান্ড দেন দিস ডিরেকশন নো ডিরেকশন রানিং আই এম গোয়িং টু বৃন্দাবন I am going to Vrindavan, independent of the space of the material world, Vrindavan. Where is Vrindavan? Thakur Mahasaya says, Kabe ham hirav Sri Vrindavan. Vishay chariya kabe shuddha habe man. Kabe ham hirav Sri Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan proper? That is a stage of consciousness. Vrindavan, really, Vrindavan, Golok, all stages of consciousness, difference in the stage. So comes that subjective reality. So all subjective. God, Lord says, let there be water, there was water. Let there be earth, there was earth. Let there be light, there was light. All come out from his willpower. The potency the sweet will of the Lord, all subjective. If the higher subject wants to make the lower subject to see something like a hypnotizer, he cannot but see that thing. So this is all in the imaginary world, but in above imagination also in reality, that is also all subjective. Sattam visuddham vasudeva sadditam yadiyate tattva pramana pavita satye chatasmin bhagavan vasudeva yaduk sadyume no sadhiyate. The slok from Bhagavatam. It says, what is Vasudeva? Mahadev says to Devi Durga, when Maharaj Daksha, the father of Sati, he performed a great sacrifice, invited all the gods and the respectable personality. And Shiva also was invited, Mahadev. Not to speak of Narayana, even Brahma, father of Daksha. Others, all others, they gave their due respect to Daksha Maharaj, Prajapati. But Mahadev, he also did not, though formally he was his son-in-law, as Daksha Prajapati was his father-in-law. Still, he did not show any special respect, thinking that formally he is his superior relation. Daksha was enraged, and he made arrangement of another bigger sacrifice and invited everyone, with the exception of Mahadev Shiva, to insult him. All the world invited, only Daksha's youngest girl, Sati, and her husband, Mahadev. That was exempted. So all are going to join the, to keep the invitation going. Sati, the heart is very much mortified. Father has exempted us, insulting. She asked her husband, why did you not show any respect to him? Formerly he is your father-in-law. Why did you not give any respect? Then Mahadev answered, Sattam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sabditam Yadi Yate Tattva Puman Apavrita Satye Ketasmin Bhagavan Vasudeva Jhadak Sajume Namasa Vidhiyati. Devi, this is not the question of belittling his position, not a question of insulting, but the fact is that my head is always engaged in giving respect to Vasudeva. Who is Vasudeva? Here it is explained. Sattam visuddham vasudeva sabditam tamo rajo satta. From science to science, from ignorance to pure consciousness. Which is Vishuddha Sattva, that is the pure, uncontaminated consciousness, independent of any material touch, it is known as Vasudeva. Vasudeva, who is Vasudeva? The father of Krishna, from whom Vasudeva is coming out. Who is he? He is the representation of the uncontaminated, pure consciousness free from any contamination of matter. That is Vasudeva. And Jadiyate Tattvam, and in that plane, who appears as the enjoyer of the whole? He is Vasudeva. I am always in communion with him, and my head is always engaged there. My attention, my brain is always captured by the charm of that Vasudeva. I am guided by that sentiment. So, I cannot take up my head from their attention from there and to engage it in some other place. It is the most difficult thing for me. Not that purposely I insulted your father, but it is by nature it was so. So, in Bhagavatam, here we find that what is Vasudeva, Vasudeva? Where is Vrindavan, where is Goloka, where is Vaikuntha? We have to test by the standard of this understanding. So, Mahaprabhu, he already in Vrindavan, Goloka, in Goloka, Vrindavan, Navadvip stage. To show us his son in ecstasy, Hidhar-Didhar. Everywhere there is Vrindavan. Little after when he met Advaita Prabhu, Acharya kahe tumhi yahan sahi Vrindavan, mor bhajye ganga tire tumar agaman. It is a very magic spot, that you say you are going to Vrindavan. Wherever you are, there is Vrindavan, we see. We feel it. Wherever you are, Vrindavan is there. We have that experience. Still, it is a very peculiar thing that you say, I am going to Vrindavan. To teach us, this is your formal, your formal expression in this way. Mahaprabhu running Didhar Hidhar in this way playing. Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a stage of consciousness. Above Vaikuntha, the simplicity, the plain dealings. And love divine, simple love, plain, very humility. They do not think, the peculiarity is this, they do not feel that they are in Vrindavan. That is the peculiarity there. This is aprakata. Knowledge has been classified under five heads. The lowest is sense experience of one's own. Pratyak, what I have experienced through my senses. That is this first stage. The next higher, I have not experienced by my own senses, but I have gathered from the experiences of others, their sense experience. Scientists have got his experience. I have gathered that his invention, discovery. I am using that. The second stage, third stage, which is over the stage of experience, human experience, but non-differentiable, something like deep sleep. When we are awake, we say, I slept very happily. I slept a very sound sleep, good sleep. But at that time we can't assert, when deep sleep, dreamless sleep. But when we come back from the deep sleep, dreamless sleep, we express some sort of experience. Very good sleep, I slept. So some sort of hazy experience of Purusha Anubhuti. That is, the subject and the material object, they comes together. Material object vanishes in the subject. After that, there is a stage, the Shankaracharya, he explains up to this. But Ramanuja and his Vaishnava followers and other Vaishnava Acharya, their opinion, there is a fourth stage that is called transcendental. Beyond, that exists beyond the scope of senses, whether gross or subtle. How is that? A plane, when of its sweet will it can come down to our gross plane of understanding, we can feel, we can have some experience. If we withdraw, we are helpless, we can't find it. So we can't say that it is under control, under our own knowledge. We can't count it like that. It is independent. At its sweet will it may come down and it may give some sort of experience, and it will withdraw, and I am quite helpless, I have nothing to do, I may cry, I may pray, but I can't enter there forcibly out of range of my power. This is Turiya, the fourth plane, and this is grand and awe-inspiring and very powerful. All this we get some experience of there by control. Then in a short to say, this is Adhukshaja, Adhukshaja plane. Pratyaksha, Parokkha, Aparokkha, then fourth is Turiya, fourth dimension or Adhukshaja. Adhukshaja means, you may say underground, or we are underground. The knowledge is on the surface, we are, our experience is underground. Or that is underground, that the thick cover, if we can pierce through the thick cover that are walling up our experience, then we can come in connection with that plane, another plane. That is Adhokshaja. Adhakrityam indriyajam jnanam, the knowledge that have made down, kept down the knowledge of our experience, superior knowledge, which has forced down our knowledge of experience of this world, that sort of transcendental, supramental knowledge. That is Turiya, fourth classes of knowledge. There is something different in every point, not similar with this world. But from Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu we come to know that one fifth stage of knowledge there is, which is very similar to this mundane, but not mundane. This is aprakrita. Prakrita what? Or according to Bhagavatam, kevala. Kevala. In which one may not have to think that he is out of this worldly knowledge. He is within this worldly knowledge. But really it is not so. A very peculiar thing, of prakrita, no prakrita, similar to prakrita. something very similar to mundane, but not mundane. That is what is Goloka. In other words, if we can think that the knowledge, the central knowledge that gives connection to the lowest level of mundane creation can harmonize the worst portion of illusory world, that is of Prakriti. And that is possible only through love. Only through love. The compensation is carried only through love. It is possible, otherwise not. Just as there is a saying, a blind son seems to her, to his mother, as a very good-eyed son. Ordinarily, there is this expression, Prabhupada being Bengali, Kana Chede Paddalochan. Really, a blind son, one-eyed. But mother says, no, no, my child has got a very good eye, like lotus eye, a blind by the affection. What is mean and low, only compensated by the love that shines very beautiful. That is prema or love. Through mercy, through pity, through grace, a king can come to play with a boy on the street. Affection can make it possible. The high and the low, the difference disappears at such a stage. They think like that, we are ordinary. Jnana-sunna bhakti, it is known as Jnana-sunna.